Well, CBS executives are on the defense again this week over a lack of diversity in the network's primetime TV shows. This after two lead cast members of the CBS police drama Hawaii Five-0 said they will not be coming back when the show returns for an eighth season next month. Daniel Day Kim and Grace Park quit the show because CBS was paying them less than their white co-stars. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been following this story. Eric, welcome back.
Hi.
Hey, so these two actors say they aren't getting paid fairly. CBS says they were offered unprecedented raises. What's going on?
Well, the TV critics asked CBS exactly that. And Tom Sherman is a senior vice president in charge of programming. And he was challenged because it turns out that everyone in their casting departments on the East and the West Coasts are white people. And a TV critic asked if maybe that was why they were having problems diversifying their cast. Here's what he had to say about that.
Well, they've been together for a long time. That's just how, that's the department that it's been. But we are cognizant of the issue, and we hear you, and we will be looking to expand.
Now, those of us who've been around the TV business for a while know that that's network TV executive speak for we don't really have a good answer.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of pressure along the sense that, you know, they need to do something about this. They need to diversify their own ranks, and they need to figure out how to diversify the cast of their shows.
Well, reporters also asked Sherman why all of the network's primetime shows both last year and this year featured male leads. And Sherman talked about the network's effort to make shows with a female lead last year. And here's how he answered that question.
We had six pilots with female leads, and the way things turned out, those pilots were not felt to be as good as some of the other pilots and series that were picked up, but that had nothing to do with the female leads. They were fantastic. That's just a cycle of business, and that's how it happens sometimes.
Just the cycle of business, Eric. The executive still not willing to say that it's because the leads were women. But it really does nothing to explain some of the deeper issues that are up at play here about why no pilots with women stars would get picked up, does it?
I do think it's kind of a complex issue, but part of it, you wonder what sort of value systems are they using to judge whether or not a show is quote-unquote any good. One of the things that's also interesting is that this is a time when there have never been more really great roles for women on television. You know, we've talked about it on this program before. The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, Big Little Lies on HBO. So you have to look at CBS and sort of say every other competing outlet is finding ways to showcase women. Why are you guys having a problem?
Well, you mentioned HBO. That they're feeling the heat for a proposed series called Confederate. It's set in a modern America where slavery is still legal. And critics are upset that show, the producers for it, are both white men. What's happening there?
Well, one thing I think is that people don't realize there are two black producers, a husband and wife team, who are also working on the show. And I interviewed them, and they're trying to make the case that they are going to be very sensitive to the material that they're dealing with. They're basically going to be creating a show that takes place in an alternate future. And in the southern part of the country, there is some form of slavery or racial oppression that still exists. And there's a lot of controversy over that because some people don't trust the guys who created Game of Thrones, a show that has had problems with diversity, to really handle this subject sensitively. And other people have kind of said, this seems like an alternate reality that's seen through the lens of white people. You know, why couldn't we have an alternate reality where, you know, black people are in charge? And Amazon is developing a series with the producer Will Packer and Aaron Magruder from Boondocks where that exactly happens, where black people get three states in the South as reparations and they form their own country that's doing well. So there's a sense that people want to use an alternate reality format to explore some of these issues. And there's been a really healthy debate about the best way to do it.
But this issue of diversity in TV and in film, clearly it's nothing new. We all remember the Oscars so white hashtag. But do you think that what you just mentioned is an example of the way that things might be getting better for actors, producers of color, and also women?
I think in many areas of television, we're seeing the debate about inclusion really become more sophisticated. And we're saying, if you're going to create a show that's going to really talk about what if slavery survived to the modern day, you know, what would happen? That's why it's so disappointing to see a channel like CBS that seems to have kind of stuck in the past, and it's struggling with diversity issues that we saw on network television, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. Other places like HBO, they're having some really sophisticated questions and discussions about diversity. It's kind of exciting to see, but I certainly understand why people are concerned and paying close attention on all sides of these issues.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks as always.
All right. Always a pleasure.